got no home, I know place to roam. Ain't got no home, I know place to roam. I'm a lonely boy, I ain't got a home. Ooh, 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 ooh.
We're sorry, your call cannot be taken as dialed. Please check the number or try your call again.
Good afternoon and welcome to REACH Radio, an astonishing acronym for Real Estate Education and Community Housing. Good afternoon, I'm Alan Mason, your host and housing heffy. Welcome to the REACH Radio show. We assist low to moderate income families reach the American dream of home ownership. We do that through education and financial awareness. Our mission is to place families in a home, not just a house. If you would like to call the REACH people, the number is 561-491-1670, and press the zero button when you get online there, and that'll take you right to the operator. Our website is www.reachforhousing.org. You could visit our website there. It's reach4housing.org. That's how you get a hold of us. Today, we're going to take a look at the financial markets and if traditional investing still works in today's economy. We have some of the best housing and financial experts on the show today here to assist you in reaching the American dream of home ownership.
Concerned about your future? Don't know how to make it right? How will you get your credit back? Where will your family live? The financial crisis has become very personal. Sleepless nights. Not sure how you can hang on. Reach out and let REACH work with you toward financial and housing stability again. The good folks at REACH are waiting for your call. They're a 501c3 HUD-approved organization with a heart. Contact one of their certified counselors today at 561-491-1670 or email housing@reachforhousing.org. That's REACH, the number 4, housing.org. Check out their webpage and success stories at reachforhousing.org. Call 561-491-1670 or email housing@reachforhousing.org. Most of the services are free, so reach out. They'll reach back. Call 561-491-1670. Email housing@reachforhousing.org.
So we're with you the whole process. We're telling you, listen, first of all, you've got a lot of credit things that are not yours, errors on your credit report.
Right.
Then you've got collections that actually you can pay back right now. So let's go ahead and here's your process for settling a debt. Here's your process for disputing credit errors, things like that. And we also will say, hey, based on all of this, based on your full financial profile, it's going to take you X amount of time in order to get into your home.
Right,
and
because you have to rebuild. You have to rebuild.
Exactly.
Right? Yeah.
Exactly. You have to rebuild. And all of us, and as we stated at the beginning, Home for USA is a national organization. We have 58 independent agencies across the country that we work with, including REACH. And all of us are focused on the same thing.
Absolutely. What is a good credit score? I mean, what are the banks looking for today? I know it's changed over the years, but if you're traveling along with a 580 or a 590 or a 600, is that sufficient?
Really? It would be best to have a 700 if these days. You know, I'm sure you guys have all heard with the Fed and, you know, all the credit I'm blanking right now. But with all of the stuff with the credit markets tightening.
Right.
They want to see very good credit scores. Now, that has laxed a little bit. And I will say different loan lenders, originators, they handle things differently. So some may say, you know, we'll accept a 680 credit score, whereas another may say, no, we really want a 720 credit score. And even another will say, well, no, we need a 780 credit score. It just depends. And this is why you shop around and you figure out, okay, based on my circumstance and where I'm going, what works best. And let me say with that, a 680 credit score does not mean that you have bad credit. I mean, that you're not able to pay your bills. It does not mean that you're not able to pay your mortgage. And it could be as a result of errors. So we do not encourage lenders to just cut people off because their credit score does not meet the magical number. And we really encourage them, okay, take a look. Let's look at the entire profile and see what happens.
So it's a case-by-case basis. And that's probably not a bad thing because there's a lot of people out there that work hard and deserve the break and can't get it because of a procedure.
So, very good. Absolutely. And that's what we try to encourage the lenders to do. Sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. But, you know, we put pressure on them.
Well, in regards to the credit, let me ask you this. With the massive amounts of foreclosures, you know, the damage has been done. You've had a foreclosure against you. Where do you go? How do you start the healing process?
Well, yet again, you can come back and see organizations like Home for USA and REACH. And what we will do at that point is, you know, work with you more so on a credit counseling basis, because there may be a few reasons why you did end up in the situation that you did. Now, there are people who simply, you know, I saved, I've done well, I am not an issue. I just fell on hard times to where my savings didn't cover it. You know, I lost my job or whatever it is. That's one group of people, and typically they're pretty self-sustaining, so we're not necessarily talking about that group, although that can be a small group. We're talking about people who really got in over their heads.
Right.
In many ways, on many levels. And so what we would do is kind of coach them back to success and sustainability. So even if there are some people who really shouldn't have owned a home in the first place, but most people should, most people can.
Well, that comes down to dreamy eyes, right?
Exactly. So our job is to get you back to that point. And I will say that the laws state that you've got to be out of foreclosure for 3 years before you purchase again.
There you go. But 3 years, and that's just about how long it's going to take for this housing market to turn itself around, right?
Exactly. But then the 3 years then goes into, well, what have you been doing with your credit since in those 3 years? Have you been really actively working on repairing things, or have you just been, well, I just don't know what to do, or, you know, you're still suffering through financial issues? So although 3 years is the minimum, it may take a little bit more than 3 years to get you back into a home. But that does not mean it's not possible. It just means it may take a minute.
Right. Well, Simone, listen, thanks for spending your Saturday with your friends here in South Florida. We appreciate you coming on to learn more about Home Free USA and the good work that Simone Griffin does there. Log on to their website at homefreeusa.org. Simone, is there a phone number there that we could reach you at?
Absolutely. 301-891-8400. And I'll repeat that, 301-891-8400. And listen, I love to talk to any of the listeners, but if I'm not there, I don't want you to wait for me. So speak to whomever, tell them what's going on, tell them you heard about me, and this is the information that you need, and we'll work with you. But I do want to encourage anybody in South Florida to head straight to REACH. They are an awesome organization who, I mean, they do spectacular work across the board. And so I would say, unless you are about to move to Washington unless you're about to move out of South Florida, REACH is who you want to be working with.
All right. Thanks a lot for joining us. We'll have you on again, no doubt. After the break, REACH Radio will spotlight our home of the week and show you how the good folks at REACH can make this house your home, helping low to moderate income families achieve the American dream of homeownership. We'll be right back.
Ain't got no home. I know lady wrong.
Looking for a home? Don't understand all the numbers and the housing language? You've seen all the housing problems and are just afraid to make the next move? After all, this is the biggest purchase of your life. Reach out to the good folks at REACH, a HUD-approved housing counseling agency. Their trained staff will walk you through and stay with you until you get into that home. If you're in a home now and have made some mistakes, they're there to help. Their mission is to inspire and motivate you to achieve or maintain the dream of home ownership through education, counseling, and grant assistance. They are your Florida community friends. Reach out today. They'll reach back, and you'll be glad you did. Call 561-491-1670. Email housing at reachforhousing.org. That's the number 4, housing.org. Check out the webpage at reachforhousing.org or call 561-491-1670.
Mom was diagnosed with Alzheimer's at 58 years old. 8 years into the disease was when all the light went out.
For me, it was heart-wrenching.
Looking into the eyes of somebody with Alzheimer's sometimes, you just don't see the person's soul is like gone.
And it takes a toll on everyone. I mean, it's a depressing disease to watch unfold before your eyes.
She actually thought those of us who were caring for her and who loved her most were her worst enemies.
More and more responsibilities fell on my shoulders.
This disease just ravages a family.
It changes your life.
The magnitude of it is indescribable. My mother taught me to be in the moment.
We have to live in the moment with them.
And I'm going to be with that person right now in this moment, wherever she is.
Now is the moment to stop Alzheimer's disease. Call Bright Focus at 855-345-6237.
Ain't got no home. I know a place wrong. Ain't got no home. I know a place wrong. I'm a lonely boy. I ain't got a home.
Yeah, welcome back to Reach Radio. I'm your host, Alan Mason, and I'd just like to ask you, if you're struggling with your mortgage payments, if you're facing foreclosure and you're unemployed, Reach counselors are experts at helping you achieve the American dream of owning your own home. So don't worry about what your income is or what your credit score may be. That's not part of the Reach mission. Here's the number to call, 561-491-1670. And now, you've done it. It's time for Reach Radio News, and our crack news director, Dr. Mort, is here to guide us through the muddy waters of real estate. What do you got in the mud there, Mort?
Oh, we got a lot of mud. We got a lot of crack. things are happening. No, get down to serious here. Our lead story is a very interesting story because I think many people in South Florida have been victims of this. And that's something called dual tracking. Okay, the mortgage settlement banks are getting away with dual tracking foreclosure. The practice known as dual tracking, that's when a lender moves ahead with foreclosure as it negotiates a loan modification with the same homeowner. That persists among the big banks under the National Mortgage Settlement. How is this possible when dual tracking is one of the abuses supposedly addressed by the new mortgage servicing standards? The Palm Beach Post reports that the loopholes found in the complicated rules pertaining to dual tracking amount to mere restrictions, not an outright prohibition of the double dealing practice. Dual tracking rules are mentioned in more than 4 pages of the mortgage settlement document, covering timetables for putting foreclosures on hold, appeals in progress, trial payment periods, and expected review settlements. Paul Krasker, who is a mortgage defense attorney, told the Post, "The banks know they can find loopholes in this type of detailed language. I assume the banks would not commit to a simple no dual tracking provision and insisted on carving out exceptions." Krasker also said lenders are ruling applications incomplete for minor reasons, such as checking the wrong box on a tax return request. An incomplete mortgage modification application is one of the loopholes that the banks use to proceed with a foreclosure. Recently, Florida Attorney General Pam Bondi strongly criticized Bank of America and Wells Fargo for possible violations of the 2012 settlements. Those concerns also include dual tracking. The 5 banks party to the settlement are Bank of America, Citibank, JP Morgan, Wells Fargo, and Ally GMAC. On the other hand, the Sun Sentinel reported on June 20th that South Florida home prices are soaring, and they have soared in May, against posting double-digit gains amid strong demand from cash buyers and slim pickings of property. Palm Beach County's median price for existing homes last month was $264,000, a 29% increase from the year earlier. The Realtors Association of Palm Beach County said Thursday the county's median price for existing condominiums rose 21% to $119,000 And Broward County's median price was $255,000, 23% higher than in May of last year, according to the Greater Fort Lauderdale Realtors. Broward's median price for condos increased 28% to $108,000. But then again, a recent Miami Herald headline said Florida is still under a cloud of foreclosure and negative equity. Foreclosure activity, including default notice, scheduled auctions, and bank repossessions in Miami County jumped 78% in May from a year earlier. One of every 143 residences in Miami-Dade got some type of foreclosure notice during May, more than six times the national average. Even as South Florida's housing market has posted impressive gains in prices and sales volume, new data on foreclosures and negative equity show the region is still in some way digging out from the housing debacle. Okay, here's the good news in all of this. Much of the foreclosure activity moving forward with cases that were long delayed, and South Florida's share of underwater homes is dwindling down by about 4%. Good news and bad news comes from all around the state. We have to agree with this quote from Amanda Wilson, a real estate agent in Fort Lauderdale. She sums it up by saying, "It's a crazy housing market. Just crazy." So what do you think about that, Alan?
That was the final word?
That's it.
That was the final word? Crazy. Well, I'll let Patsy Cline know about that right away. I want to know more about the dual tracking story there.
Well, there's more to come. There's more to come. We got the state attorney general. She's really hot on that. She's pressing the banks. I think every week we're going to have more stuff on this dual tracking. It's terrible. It's terrible. The banks are saying, "Oh, we're going to modify your mortgage," and then at the same time, they're foreclosing on you. So it's not fair.
That's one arm around the shoulder and a knife in the other.
There you go. And we've got a lot of victims. We got a lot of victims in South Florida.
You see, I thought dual tracking was something that you do in the mud. But, well, that's a different case. Well, thanks a lot, Mort. That's insightful. So now let's go to our next guest. She has worked in the insurance industry for more than 7 years, serving in the South Florida community for the last 5 years. Currently, Debbie Young is an independent agent at D.A. Young Insurance Agency located in Port St. Lucie. Debbie, welcome to Reach Radio. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
Yeah, well, it's a good day today, especially if you want to be in South Florida sunshine. So let me ask you this. What type of insurance coverage does your agency provide?
Well, we provide all types of coverage. We do homeowners, auto insurance, business insurance, liability, you name it, we do it.
Around the clock. So you're like a one-stop shop, right?
Absolutely.
Do you have any specialty programs or things that you could put together for special discounts?
Yes, we do.
That's the key.
Yeah, we also do like vacant properties or hard-to-place specialty products. People who are living close to the coast,
right,
is having a hard time finding insurance, we can help them with that.
Well, with hurricane season upon us, you know, I think everybody's thinking about insurance and what should I do. And with all the news headlines about insurance companies not, playing their part, are there any special things that we should look out for when we're purchasing insurance for our home, hurricane insurance?
Well, you want to make sure you have a really good agent.
Of course. That goes without saying. Is there anything that we can do to the house that would maybe afford us a discount or something? I know the insurance companies give discounts.
Absolutely. Well, for older homes built prior to 2002, you might want to take advantage of what's called a wind mitigation inspection. That will help to save money on homeowners insurance.
And where do we get that from? Is it just
a wind mitigation inspection can be done by either a licensed general contractor or a home inspector.
So then they get a certificate and bring it to you, and you go, okay, you qualify.
Well, the homeowner has to pay for the inspection.
Mm-hmm.
The fee is somewhere between $75 and $100 normally. You'll get some other inspector that try to charge higher prices, but you want to shop around like anything else. You would, you know, want to get the best price for the inspection, and once it's done, they're going to give you the photos, or they can forward the information to your agent.
Right, and that would be you, hopefully, right?
I hope so.
Well, let me ask you about this. With hurricanes comes water, and anyone that's lived in South Florida for more than 10 minutes knows exactly what that's about. So with all the water damage that can happen in a hurricane, Is there a difference between my homeowner's insurance and flood insurance, or will my homeowner's insurance cover the water damage?
Well, let's see. That's very interesting. The water damage, if it comes in from the roof in, then your homeowner's insurance picks that up. But if it's rising water, you better make sure you have a flood policy.
Wow, that's a pretty interesting deal. The water comes from the same place. It's just, is it falling down or draining up? And I don't know if water can drain up. So this is a no-fault. Is Florida have a no-fault provision, like when it comes to hurricane coverage, if your neighbor's tree falls on your fence and ruins your fence, who's responsible for that?
Well, your homeowner's insurance will take care of the damages, but your homeowner's insurance does have the right to go after your neighbor's insurance policy to recoup their cost.
So it's similar to a car accident. You get in a car accident, and we have no fault there, but in the homeowners, there's no such thing as a no fault, right?
No, there's no such thing.
Here's the book, here's the phone, praise the Lord, you're on your own, right?
Amen.
Well, is there anything that a homeowner can do before the storm hits to better qualify for a discounted insurance rate? I mean, do they pick up the garbage, or I mean, is it something that the insurance companies look for?
Not really. The insurance company doesn't get into that.
Okay. Well, that's what we want to know. Let me ask you this about the state-run insurance agency. I believe that's called Citizens, right?
Right.
They have hurricane coverage. I know they do. But to what extent are they the best choice when it comes to buying hurricane insurance?
Well, Citizens is there for people who have a hard time finding coverage elsewhere. It's usually the coverage, the company you go to if you have no other choice. It's not your first choice. You should make sure your agent can shop around and provide different quotes with other Florida-based A-rated companies.
Right. Well, you would have thought that that the state would do a much better job. But here we are. What can we say? A final question here: with the replacement costs after a storm and the destruction hits, inflation hits and costs are going up. So, for an example, you have your house insured for $150,000. But 15 years ago, $150,000 would cover everything. Now, with the cost of products going up and everything, is there some time period or some point when the homeowner should look at the policy and say, gee, my house is worth this now, and I only have it insured for this? What's the standard there?
Well, the replacement cost generally it's not based on the value of the property. It's based on the square footage of the home.
Oh.
Yeah, that's how you calculate the replacement cost. No, but again, at renewal is when you'd want to take a look at your policy to see if you have enough coverage in case you have a total loss.
Do they still do that in that business? I mean, if you have a total loss, do they rebuild your house or get you a new house? How does that work?
If you have the correct policy, a replacement cost policy, which is generally known as HO3 policy, that's a replacement cost policy. If it's anything like a modified policy, HO8, then that's actual cash value, the replacement cost less the depreciation.
Yeah. So, see, that's why we need people like you, because I don't know anything about this stuff. You know, I go in and I'm like we said earlier, I just sign here. Okay. And I sign and walk out and think everything's cool. And it may not be the case.
You're correct. Again, you need to have someone who has your best interest at heart. Make sure you have an honest agent and a good one that'll look out for you.
Well, that would be you, I think, right?
I would consider myself.
That's a $50 fine, by the way. That's a cell phone that went off inside the studio. And we donate that money to a cause. So get your checkbook out there, buddy. All right. Well, listen, Debbie, thanks for spending your Saturday with us. I know that you had to come all the way down from Port St. Lucie. What's going on up at Port St. Lucie? Is there a lot of building going on up there? I mean, you would know, right? You're in the insurance business. They come to you to get insurance.
Yes, they do. Okay. There's not a lot of construction going on right now. Port St. Lucie is just very laid back.
Right.
Very nice neighborhood. Very friendly people.
I heard that a lot of folk that work in Palm Beach County travel from Port St. Lucie because the homes in Palm Beach County are so expensive they can't afford to live here. So they have to do what's that, about 40 minutes,
45
minute commute every day at $3.50, $3.60 a gallon. It doesn't seem worth it.
Well, it may be, depending on how you look at it. And that's 45 minutes without traffic, by the way.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot to mention the infamous traffic. Yeah. So, Ed, tell us, you've been in business there since 2008?
That's correct.
And you guys are multimillionaires today?
No comment.
Well, the insurance business is good. Debbie, I want to thank you for spending your time with us and coming all the way down. If you want to learn more about DA Insurance Agency, log on to their website at www.dayoungins.com. That's DA Young Insurance, and they just abbreviated the INS. So it's www.dayoungins.com. Or you may call them at 888-567-7773. Give you that number one more time, 576-7773. Got a lot of sevens there. You got me confused, okay? Thanks a lot for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
You bet. Coming up next, Patrice Schroeder from 211 Information Center. Get your index finger positioned and ready to dial for more information than a Wookiee can handle at a Star Wars convention. Stay with us. We'll be right back as we rampart through the sea of foreclosures.
I know blades are wrong. Ain't got no home. I know blades are wrong. I'm a lonely boy. I ain't got a home.
You have a heart. You know what happened to your neighbors. The fear in the community. REACH is a tax-deductible, HUD-approved organization. Their funding comes from HUD, corporate sponsors, and individual donors like you. They're here to help those in need with their highly trained counselors. They're certified in home buyer training, reverse mortgages, credit rebuilding, and foreclosure prevention. They've helped many families stay in their homes, stabilizing the community, placed families in homes throughout Florida. If you can help, even a small donation goes a long way with this group. REACH is highly regulated and audited, and your donations are tax deductible and will be used for community stabilization. 85% of all donations given to REACH are from people like you. Give of your funds, your time, and your support. It will keep your property values high and help restore a family. Check us out at reachforhousing.org or email us at housing@reachforhousing.org. That's the number 4, housing.org. Call us at 561-491-1670.
Ain't got no home. I know blades are wrong. Ain't got no home. I know blades are wrong. I'm a lonely boy. I ain't got a home. Ooh,
ooh, ooh. Whoa, welcome back to REACH Radio. I'm Alan Mason, your host and housing heffy. And our next guest is strapped in the hot seat and ready to go, Patrice Schroeder from 211. She is a community relations specialist for the Palm Beach Treasure Coast. Her mission is to connect people to services 24 hours a day by understanding their individual, emotional, financial, and community needs. Pat, welcome to REACH Radio.
Thank you for having me.
That's great to be on here, huh?
Yes, it is.
So listen, we know that 911 gets us the police and fire and rescue and all that stuff, but what's the difference between 911 and 211?
Well, it's important to remember that 911, if you have a medical emergency or a police emergency, you dial 911. If you're looking for health and human service programming, you don't know where to turn to find different programs that can assist you, you dial 211. 211 is a national initiative, so there are 211s throughout the country, and we have several 211s in the state of Florida helping our local residents.
And that's cell phone, landline, doesn't matter, 211
yes.
Is mm-hmm. it?
100% coverage with cell phone in the state of Florida.
Okay, will our listeners be able to connect directly to you if they call 211?
Well, we have highly trained highly trained resource specialists that are on hand to assist them around the clock. So whether they're in a crisis or just looking for everyday needs, we're here to help them.
Fantastic. I noticed that not only do you have the 211 for seniors, but you also have a 211 for teens and for veterans.
Well, we're here to help any population. Anybody of any age and any socioeconomic background can call us. We do have seniors make up about 25% of our phone calls. And last year, we had about 6,000 veterans and their families call us. We invite all of our local listeners to use the 211 system when they don't know where to turn and need services.
Right. Like, I don't know what to do. 211.
Exactly.
That didn't even rhyme. It should have. Hey, I noticed that you also have hurricane resources information on the website. That's a fairly busy website there.
Yeah, we are a very multidimensional organization, but it is storm season right now, and That's we right. do encourage listeners to be prepared. It is very important for them to get their hurricane kits together and to take all storms serious. Even a tropical storm has the potential to create damage and harm lives.
That's right. Well, let's give our listeners that website. It's www.palmbeach.org.
That's
so
correct.
It's www.palmbeach.org. And let me give you a phone number to call in if you'd like to ask Patrice any questions about their hotline and what they do there. It is at the studio, 561-844-6167. That's 561-844-6167. Or if you're out of the area listening to us on iHeartRadio all over the United States, you can call 1-800-889-0267. Those are our listener lines. So, yes, it is hurricane season. And what in the world, what kind of advice do you have for us to prepare for the rotten storm?
Well, if you go to our website, we have some handy information, and we also lean heavily on the local organizations that are experts in that field. But we do work closely with emergency management in the 5-county area that we service, which is Palm Beach, Martin, St. Lucie, Indian River, and Okeechobee County. We want to make sure that people are in tune with their local providers. Especially if there is severe weather, we definitely want you to stay tuned, listen to the radio, watch TV to make sure you're kept up to date. But after the storm, you can give us a call. I mean, we're there before the storm to prepare. We're there during the storm if somebody needs comfort. We have a lot of seniors that are isolated or families that aren't familiar with the hurricane season.
Right.
So they can call us during a storm if they need comfort. After a storm, we're engaged with the emergency management, Red Cross, all these agencies to help families and individuals find the water spots, the medical facilities that are open, et cetera. If it's a bioterror incident or other type of natural disaster, we're there also to get information to the community and also feed the information we're hearing from those struggling back to the emergency center to let them know, hey, we have this whole community that has this issue, for example. So we're really there to help connect people to services.
So it's like a lost and found, right? I'm lost and find something for me. Well, that's not bad because that's the first thing that people experience when they run into an issue. It's like, where do I turn? What do I do?
Right. And we want to take the burden off the 911 system because a lot of people, they panic and they dial 911 when it's non-police emergency. You know, 211 is here for those non-police emergency type needs or medical emergency type needs. However, if somebody is despondent and suicidal, we will take that call and we will work with them to de-escalate their situation, get them out of that state of crisis, and get them to the help that they need.
How many counselors do you have online there?
Well, we have highly trained staff. We have roughly 20 individuals that man the lines over the 24-hour period.
Right.
And we're there to handle all types of calls, whether a straight information call, I need the number to the United Way, or, gee, I've just lost my job, I want to get more employment skills, where can I go to get a resume built, or, gee, I just can't take it anymore, I'm losing my business, my wife has filed for divorce, I want to commit suicide.
Ouch.
So we're trained to handle all levels of calls.
Just remember, you handle mm-hmm. everything except I've fallen and I can't get up. That's the other number, right?
Well, if we do get that call, we will patch them through to 911. So okay. We'll stay on the line with them and help them get the help they need, too.
Oh, well, that's excellent. So you mm-hmm. do patch
if
right
we
on
Yes,
through.
If need be. You know, obviously, if somebody is laying in a puddle of blood, we're hoping that they're getting 911 to them. But if they're calling us for some reason, we will work to get 911 to them.
Yeah, well, the 9 was on the other side of the dial. They couldn't get to it. I get it. You know, I noticed that you're sponsored by the Quantum Foundation and a litany of other local and national foundations. What about private donations?
Well, we do have different fundraising events. I encourage you to visit our website to check out the latest offering. We had a black tie bingo affair that was a lot of fun. People dressed elegantly or not so elegantly, but it was housed at the Four Seasons, and it was just a wonderful event, and people had a great time purchasing their bingo cards and winning and all this good stuff. So I encourage you to visit our website.
Perfect. And let me give you that website again. It's www.211palmbeach.org, and those the numbers are 211, so it's www.211. The number two, the number one, the number one.
Yes, exactly. It's that simple. Our name is our number. So 211 Helpline, 211 is the number. And I also want to thank our other funders. We do have United Way. They were basically instrumental and getting the 211 number launched in the year 2000. So, and Children's Services Council has been a big funder of ours. The state, DCF, Department of Children and Families, and local county municipalities are very generous with their contributions to us.
Well, it's always good to have an organization around to help you out, especially when you don't know where to go or what to do. So, Patrice, thanks for spending the time with us this Saturday and talking to our friends here in South Florida. I'm sure we'll have you on again. She cut your mic there, okay. That was a thank you so much. We got that. Thank you, Patrice. Thanks for coming in. We appreciate that. And bing, let's take a pause for the cause while Dr. Mort prepares for the closing headlines and the final stages of the REACH Radio Real Estate News brought to you by reachforhousing.org. That's us. And we'll be right back right after this.
I know a place wrong. Ain't got no home. I know a place wrong.
Give your family the perfect gift. Cert Dreams Holidays.
Possibilities in sight. Make a wish. Hold on tight. Holidays are delight. Don't blink. There's so much more.
From the Kennedy Center to the Broward Center, don't miss this Cert Dreams Spectacular. The Washington Post says dazzle. At the Broward Center for the Performing Arts, December 27th through January 1st. Tickets at browardcenter.org or 462-0222.
Ain't got no home. I know a place wrong. Ain't got no home. I know a place wrong. I'm a lonely boy. I ain't got a home.
Well, welcome back to REACH Radio. I'm your host, Alan Mason, and I'm also a housing heffy, if you haven't figured that out. We're going to jump to the phone lines here. We have Sally calling in from Boynton Beach, Florida. Sally, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Well, how are you today?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well, and I just had one question for you.
Well, let's see if we can answer it.
That song that you play, Ain't Got No Home.
Right.
Tell me about that and how you got that.
Oh, well, we didn't have a home. So that's Frogman Henry, Clarence Henry. That song was actually recorded in 1959. And it's just it's a great song, and it makes the point. And we just sit here and rock and roll in the studio when it's playing. I hope you weren't driving and rocking and rolling with us.
I was, and I really like it. I wanted you to know.
Well,
okay?
I appreciate you calling in. Thanks a lot. Well, that's how it works here at REACH Radio. We do all the neat stuff, and we're glad that people are listening and calling in, even if it's to find out what song we're playing. Isn't that great? Well, listen, before we close, I believe that Dr. Mort has a few more bits of breaking news. What's on the line there, Mort?
Okay, well, just a few things. We got we're going to continue with this dual tracking, just like our Attorney General is. She's really hitting the banks, trying to get them to stop doing this because it's taking advantage of people. I also want to remind everybody, it's the centenary at Lake Worth, Florida, one of the biggest cities in the county. It's their 100th anniversary. They're going to have some fantastic 4th of July celebrations. And I think we got a lot of interesting news. The last thing is, who is Los Angeles' largest slumlord? There has just been a settlement with them. And at the next week, I'll have a little story about that. And it's interesting because this has repercussions for South Florida.
Really, all the way out in California?
Well, all the way out in California. It's a big bank. Very few people know about them, but it has repercussions for us. This bank hides behind servicers. And sometimes people don't even know they own their home because they're dealing with the servicer. So they've just had a lawsuit that was settled in Southern California, and they were deemed the largest slumlord in Southern California.
Wow.
So
I'm a little more interested in this fast track thing, though. That seems
dual track.
That's right. Fast track is something else. The dual track, that seems a little unethical, right? I mean, hi, I'm your friend. I'm here to help you. And let me sharpen up the knife because when you look the other way, I'm stabbing you.
Yeah, it really is, because here we have those big banks, Bank of America, Citibank, J.P. Morgan Chase, Wells Fargo, and Ally, which is GMAC. Those banks are saying to you, I'm going to modify your payments. We're going to help you out with your mortgage. And at the same time, they're foreclosing on you.
And that's all legal, of course. would they do it if it's not legal?
It's one of those things where they haven't actually said this is not legal, but it's not a fair thing. It just isn't fair. Now, the Pam Bondi, who is the attorney general,
right.
has the state
of Florida, right?
For the state of Florida,
right.
Correct. She has asked the banks about it. The banks are not cooperating with her. She's not very happy about it. So we're gonna hear more about that.
Great. Well, we're looking forward to that. Well, that's about all the time we have left to us. Thank you for spending your Saturday afternoon with us. We also want to thank our guests for stopping by. They were great as usual. And don't forget to visit our website at reachforhousing.org. That's reach, the number 4, housing.org. Or you can call us at 561-491-1670. See you next Saturday from 12 to 1. We're here having fun helping kids.
Ain't got no old, I know lady wrong. Ain't got no home, I know face wrong. I'm a lonely boy, I ain't got